Folks, this segment is brought to us by the Dallas Safari Club, Smoking Tech's Electric Smokers, Ultramatic Feeders, and Pyramid Air, your one-stop shop for everything air gun related. Well, folks, our next guest is a good friend of mine, Jerry Miller, and we're going to talk about this year's Yannis Catfish Classic down at Lake Fork. Jerry, thank you, buddy, for spending some time with us.
Luke, thank you. I cannot believe it's already that time of year again, but you know we're just 10 weeks away from this tournament, give or take a day.
Yes, sir. It's not long. Give us the dates of the Yannis Catfish Classic. And, folks, jot this down or store it in your cell phone or whatever, because I know a lot of you are going to want to be there and fish it. What's the dates of the Yannis Catfish Classic this spring, Jerry?
We've got our first weekend of May back, Luke. We've had that every year. This is 15th, 16th year. We've had it every year, but we had to move it a week early last year because of that Bass Pro, but
yeah.
They're going to be fishing in June this year, so it will be May the 2nd and 3rd, and hopefully it will be the first weekend of May every year from here on, because that's what we told our people, and we had to change it last year.
But exactly.
May the 2nd and 3rd will be our date this year.
Yep, and I've had the privilege and the fun of fishing it twice. Me and my buddy David Hansen fished it a couple of years ago, and then last year Jeff Rice and I thought, well, we're going to do it a little different. We're going to fish out of a creek, and we did, and caught some pretty nice catfish. But I think we're going to do that again this year. We found some deeper holes there. It's rich at Lake Fork, of course, right there on the upper end, you know. And but it's so much fun to. There's hourly payouts on the Yannis Catfish Classic, and then I guess overall there's the big fish payout. Now that takes place on the second day, doesn't it?
That's right. That's
uh-huh.
right. Our tournament will start on the 2nd, 7 a.m. the 2nd, and we've got, we've given away 25,000 for years, Luke. We give away 25,000 last year. We pay four times an hour, seven places at the end of the tournament. We were able to give the firemen this 100% benefits, our Yannis Volunteer Fire Department, helping them guys stay up on all their equipment and keep their trucks going, whatever they need it for. We were able to give them $15,000 last year because of these great cat fishermen, and I can't thank them enough. It's a great family fun for a very good cause.
It is that, and Jerry, thanks to you, I got to meet some of those guys, the volunteer firemen there, when I went down, when I was down there. Some awesome people. They're volunteers, but when people really stop to think about it, I live in a small community with the volunteer fire department also. If these guys don't step up, I'm not saying you wouldn't have any fire protection, but it would have to come from maybe far away, and sometimes that's too far away. So, hats off to those guys, and it is a great cause. And Jerry, hats off to you, buddy, and your wife and all those folks. Y'all do a lot. It's a lot of some people may not realize how much work it is hosting and putting on a tournament like this, but it's a lot of work, I know, but it's good work. And it's at the Minnow Bucket. I always like to brag on the Minnow Bucket. Tony and crew there, they do an awesome job, and it's a great venue, a great place for that tournament. Got a little area for the stage and a covered awning and everything there. So, folks, if you're a cat fisherman, you like to catfish, you don't have to be a touring pro cat fisherman to enter this tournament, I promise you.
No, it's a fun tournament.
It's a fun tournament. It is that. Jerry, what's the best way for them to, connect with you or learn more about? I know you'll be sending out closer to the tournament time, you'll have brochures and stuff. But if they want more information, I guess that's the key. How do they get it now?
My number is 903-850-9500. Luke, I welcome anybody to call me about questions on the tournament. I'll help them get a room. Tony They put in 20 more rooms last year.
I know, yeah.
At the Minnebucket. And I know Tony is already booking for this tournament. I know it for a fact because I give people these number of the day for rooms.
Yep.
And I've got people calling, you know. I've had several calls already this year because they've got to know the date to take off for work, you know.
Mm-hmm. Right. Well,
and that's why I thank you so much getting this word out. You know, it's helping these people to have a good weekend and hopefully make some money.
Yes, sir. And then let them schedule their vacations and things. That's one reason I wanted to. Yeah, it's a few weeks down the road, a few months, but it'll be here before you know it, and these people can turn in there. Everybody that wants to fish it, maybe turn in a vacation day or something like that. Well, Jerry, let's do this. Let's leave your number one more time in case somebody missed it. And then as we get closer, I promise you, I'd like to get you on and give more details about the Yannis Catfish Classic. How about that?
Yeah, it's a 903-850-9500. And you can get a hold to me, ask me any question you want to. There's no question too dumb or too smart. We'll help you any way we can. Luke, I want to thank you. Our numbers were up last year, and there's no doubt in my mind the last few years that you've helped us on this catfish tournament. You know, we keep growing, and I want to thank Luke Clayton very much for what you've done for us. The whole fire department thanks you. You know, this is such a good thing for our community, and we just can't say enough about Luke Clayton. He is, we love you to pieces, and we just thank you, Luke.
Well, thank you, Jerry. And I say again, thanks to you, buddy. I've made a lot of new friends down there. I like it. I was right. Deep East Texas, anyway, is where I was, Northeast Texas, up in Red River County, and it's like coming back home to some home folks when I get down there with y'all. Jerry, we'll get you back again here in a couple, 3 weeks. We'll talk some more tournament fishing. How about it?
All right. That sounds good, Luke. Thanks again.
That's going to be a fun tournament. It always is, the Yannis Catfish Classic. Folks, I want to give a shout-out to my buddy Paul Tibbetts down at around Lake Fork there. Signature Properties, if you're looking for a lake lot, a fine home or some land, anything up in Northeast Texas, go online and check Paul out. He and his team of salespeople there, easttexasluxury.com, or just stop by. They're located there on 515 coming from Emory on the left, just before you get to the first bridge there, going over Lake Fork. And folks, I want to remind you about the Texas Fly Fishing and Brew Festival coming up in Plano. It will be on March the 21st and 22nd there at the Plano Event Center. That's the Texas Fly Fishing and Brew Festival. You can go online to txflyfishingfestival.org, txflyfishingfestival.org, and learn all about it. Stop by there. Anything from the beginner to the advanced fly fisherman, though, is going to be covered. There's going to be seminars. If you like to fly fish or you're thinking you might want to learn about fly fishing, check out the Texas Fly Fishing and Brew Festival. There's also some craft beers there that you can test. Mr. Bo is in charge of it. When you go up there, tell him that you go make sure and say hello to Bo, and he can direct you a lot of, you know, if you're an advanced fisherman or maybe you just want a seminar that would help you become a fly fisherman, I bet he can point you in the right direction. But again, that's going to be on March the 21st and March the 22nd. Folks, for the past 12 years, I have used my Smoking Tex electric smoker to cook literally hundreds of pounds of game meat and domestic meat. I've made sausage, jerky, cooked wild hog hams with them. They are absolutely awesome, and they're built to last. You can go to Smoking Tex, SmokinTex.com, and check out their line of smokers. There's different models, bigger ones and littler ones, depending on your needs. Or you can call Diz or Scott at 888-922-1511. Folks, I'd like to hook you up with Butcher Packer Supply. This company has everything you need for making jerky, sausage, curing meats at home, anything to do with home butchering. You can go online to butcher-packer,
That's butcher-packer.com and order everything that you need right there online.